You're listening to Song Stories Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Francesca Lee and Alona Brown, a podcast where we share the stories behind the songs and the songwriters who write the music behind the songs we all love.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Song Stories Happy Hour. We're your hosts, Francesca Lee and Alona Brown. Today, we have a special guest, Donovan Plant, here with us today. And I just wanted to first off ask everybody, how has their weekend been so far?
Pretty good. Yes. Mine's just starting today, but yeah, I'm excited for the weekend.
Nice. And I see you're there in your studio.
Yeah, my writing room down in the heart of the TL at Eddie and Hyde. Lovely Tenderloin District.
And Donovan was just telling me that you guys are going to go play the song that we're going to feature at Golden Gate Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, as long as Fran still does it with me. I mean, she said she would.
I am totally on board with that. And I'm excited. That's going to be over at the Bandshell, right?
The Bandshell. It used to be called the Spreckles Music Temple in like 1870 or something. And then the earthquake damaged it and they rebuilt it. And I'm excited. It's historic. It's a really cool place.
That's awesome. And Alona, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I went swimming this morning. I felt very productive because I took a walk and I went swimming with my two sons. And then, and on my walk, I saw an alligator. There's all kinds of cool animals by this lake that I walk around.
Whoa.
An armadillo. That's cool.
I never saw an armadillo before.
I haven't either.
It was pretty cool to see. Like, walk past it and kind of, and then I saw a family of turkeys one time, like 20 turkeys. And then it was kind of fun to see, kind of as I walked by, they were checking me out, I was checking them out, and then I took another step, then they took another step, and then we were like, okay, we're cool. I don't know what to make of this. The first thought I had was, God, I know you taste good with cranberry sauce. And then I don't think I can eat turkeys anymore. And I just kept having this like circle of thoughts. I know they taste really good with cranberry sauce. I don't think I could eat turkey anymore after this.
I actually had a turkey that once chased my car. They can get really aggressive.
Oh no. Okay. Well, that's,
but I had a turkey that chased my car down the street and I was like screaming because I was afraid it was going to peck at the tire.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But
sounds
anyway,
like a song.
I know. I need to write a song about that, about the turkey. But I am so happy that you're here, Donovan. And I just want to say a little bit quick thing about you is that Donovan and I met here in San Francisco many years ago, both songwriters. You know, we met through the local music community, and you've been one of my dearest friends, you know, for so long. And I just love your songwriting, your music. And so you definitely were one of my first people that I was like, I have to interview. And you're also a Bay Area native, so you grew up here. And just a little bit for our listeners with the history, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about just like your background and, you know, growing up in the Bay Area and what led you to start writing music?
When I was... I was about 8 years old when I met my best friend, Tony, and he was a drummer. He was a young drummer, and I didn't play any instruments. And his father is a blind musician named Wayne Siligo. He's a teacher in the Bay Area. And so I ended up mowing their lawn for guitar lessons. Now, I took a couple guitar lessons from them, but I ended up living with them, moving in with them. I moved out of my parents' house and lived with them for a while. And so I would hear his father tuning the guitar every morning. He had gigs all the time and we would go set up his equipment at bars. And so then Tony, my best friend and I, we had a band. We had a fake band. We used to tell everybody we were huge. We would lie and say, oh, we're going on tour and stuff because we were kids. And then we did actually create a band when we were like 19. When we were 16, we had a punk band called Dismal Faith. Mm. And then we morphed that into just Faith, which was like an 80s band, like sort of a Bon Jovi type of positive rock and roll. And then from that, though, I got into drugs and I ended up kind of running away from music in 1991. I was living here in the city, and I just said I had to leave it. And I ended up becoming a private investigator and working for an ex-FBI agent here in town named Richard Smith. And I didn't do drugs. I got off drugs, and I said I shunned music. I was like, I hate music. I hate musicians. They're losers. And that was kind of my, it was so like, you know, bipolar, like, you know, black or white. And then long story short, in 2011, when I met you, I had kind of come full circle. And I was like, I wanted to reconnect with the artistic side of who I was. I'd kind of lost who I was. And being an investigator, I was constantly playing roles. You had to be, one day you're a construction worker, the next day you're shopping at Costco with a middle-aged woman, the next day, you know, you're just doing whatever you have to do to kind of make, to win. And you kind of lose who you are. So that's when I met you.
How, wow. I just asked real quick, and not to dwell on this, but I'm just so curious, how did you end up becoming a private investigator?
Actually, my mother had worked for this PI named Dave Smothers, and she was, you know, a single mother raising us before I moved in with my best friend's parents. And so she would take us on stakeouts. I remember one stakeout was in a van. She was sitting in the, in like the warehouse record store parking lot all night. We were in the back with her, just like, she was, you know, she was still watching us, but she was watching this to see if these employees would come and steal records at night and stuff. So I ended up getting a job through him in 1994. And then, it just kind of progressed from that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, well, I think this is probably the best intro to kind of explain sort of where you came from. And I remember that time actually when you were kind of just like getting out of the private investigation world. And we were both friends. I first met you when I played a show over at the Hotel Utah in San Francisco. I think that was the first time I saw you. You came to a live show, but then you were playing at the Chocolate Festival over.
That's right.
In Fort Mason.
That's right. I remember that you and your sister came through, and I was playing for Songwriter Saturdays, which was Melissa Lynn from On Dolphin. She had invited us to play at Fort Mason, and then I remember John, our mutual friend John Nash, was playing that day as well, and you had missed his set, and he asked if he could use my guitar or if he could play a couple more songs for you. So that's how I met you.
Well, I'm really excited about your song. So today we're showcasing one of Donovan's original tunes. And what I've come to find, what I love about Donovan's music so much is that he has such a way of sort of tying in his own words and personal story with San Francisco and the city. And what I love about the writing that you do is that also, you know, being from here as well, you definitely paint a picture of the city and the emotions and just sort of like the whole vibe. And when I think of San Francisco, I think of you. And so the song is called San Francisco. We're showcasing that today on Song Stories Happy Hour. And I guess before we listen to the song, can you tell us a little bit about it? Anything that you want to note about this song or the production?
Yeah, sure. I had a producer in Germany at the time named Fabian Gorg, and he had just recorded three songs for me. And he said, I need you to write 20 songs like right now, because like one of them is going to be good. So just write 20 songs. I was sitting in this furnished room at 123 Ivy Street in San Francisco. It was a furnished room in a Victorian. And I was just trying to write songs. I wrote Universe of the Yes Machine at that time. And I wrote San Francisco. And that song, really, the lyrics to me, it speaks about me not knowing who I was, and I wanted to come back to San Francisco and be an artist. And if I could just be with my girl again, which my girl, San Francisco, up on the rooftop, you know, watching the ocean. And that's kind of how the song came about.
Okay, well, let's take a listen now. So this is San Francisco by Donovan Plant.
Here we go.
I'm San Francisco, so California, but I'm not me. 'Cause I've been watching and I've been asking, who I'm supposed to be. I drove a million miles through foreign lands, bled a million drops of sand, held kryptonite in my hand. Still I couldn't see. I'm San Francisco, so California, but I'm not me. And all I want is you. All I want is you. I am just hanging out, barely hanging on. I guess I'm free. Free to think of all the things I thought that I could do and be. Just one thing inside of me tears me into two. Keep thinking back to when you whispered in my ear, and then we went up on the roof so you could see. See the ocean rolling in. I wish we could go back again. Then I'd make you believe all I want is you. All I want is you. All traveler without a destination. I am a prisoner of something in the past. Can't live with your ghost, I don't think I'll last. Francisco, so California, but I'm not me.
And we're back.
Love it.
I love that. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
So one of the things I wanted to ask was, this was the original version that you recorded this song. I'd love to learn a little bit more about sort of, I guess, the process of how you write songs and this particular song, but also maybe talk a little bit about who you work with on the song to make the recording happen and all that kind of stuff. Because we have a lot of interesting things. You did a couple versions of this song, but yeah, I would love to just hear what your thoughts are on.
Actually, when I wrote the song, I was writing it for the German producer whose vision for me was glossy pop. And that's not really what my vision was. But so he recorded it with myself and a singer friend of mine named Sam Whitehouse, and she just put amazing vocals on it. One thing I didn't like about that version, this is like in 2013, was that her voice was so lush and rich. And I felt like my voice, I don't consider myself to be a wonderful singer. I'm more of a storyteller. And so it was a little bit too much of a contrast. Plus I prefer to have it the way it is in this recording, more acoustic singer-songwriter style. But the track that we did in 2013, I do like it. Now that it's 10 years ago, you know, it's 10 years since I wrote it. I listen to that and I say, God, that's pretty good. That sort of dance pop, poppy kind of version. And so then fast forward to 2018, I recorded this version that we just played, and that was with a producer named Scott Mickelson. And I did that in Mill Valley at his studio. And he is a really wonderful arranger. That's one of his, I think when I first started working with him, he said, you know, if I could say one skill that I'm good at, it's arrangement. And I think he brought in Charlie Akert of the Family Crest to play that cello part. Mm. And also the lead singer, Liam, lead singer of Family Crest, he wrote the cello part. And so I owe that to Scott. Scott did a lot of things. He also created the loop, the drum loop there that plays throughout that version that I really like.
And the San Francisco is in that one, your kind of your love, right? It's kind of
that's right.
Homage to.
Yeah, it's a love song to San Francisco, definitely.
Have you ever, and that's a really cool feeling. Like I remember one time when I lived in Paris for a year and I literally felt in love with the city. And it was such a cool feeling to feel this, literally a feeling of love for a city.
I think
your song that you really love this city of San Francisco.
Definitely. I think meeting Francesca was one of my pivotal moments of sort of feeling like I belonged in San Francisco. You know, I met Francesca and she started taking me to play all these places around the city, playing senior centers and the psych ward at SF General she really made me feel like I was part of San Francisco. And so, yeah, I was in love with San Francisco and I was starting to get to be a San Franciscan.
That's so sweet. You know, I mean, that's one thing I just want to also just, kind of reminisce. We had so many close, wonderful times, you know, when we traveled together to all those places. And it felt like we were on a mission, you know, we were always on a mission to.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, help people with our music, you know. I swing in with my car and, you know, pick Donovan up on the city street and I'd circle around and wait for him to come out with his guitar and then load in, drive, and we go to the hospital and play for people that were, in the mental institutions and they were locked up. It was high security. But once we started playing, I mean, we have some funny stories, but
That's a funny story.
Well, there's a funny story about a woman that almost punched me. Do you want to tell that story, Donovan?
Yeah, we were playing at SF General in the psych ward and we were playing No Woman, No Cry. I was playing guitar and she was singing. And then there was an orderly in the back of the room and he was like motioning to me like, hey, that guy right there, he made a punch motion like this guy might punch you, you know, and I was playing. And right then it was about the time when the chorus came in where everything's going to be all right. So I like almost instantly I went, everything's going to be all right. And then everybody started singing along. And this guy that was walking towards us, he just stopped and he just like was taken by the moment. It was really cool. It was pretty cool. But and Fran, I don't think Fran even saw the orderly like motioning either. I think she didn't know that was happening really. It's pretty trippy.
Which is really funny because I think I was so into the song and performance that I forgot that I was at a psych ward. And if it wasn't for you and for the other guy, like kind of like, you know, watching out like, hey, this is what's going on. I was kind of oblivious, honestly, to like the situation. But I always remember that because you saved me from a moment that could have ended not very well. So, but that's the risk you take when you go into these places. But for the most part, I would say, and I think you would agree with this, Donovan, that usually it's a really great experience, a very uplifting experience.
I think even that one, you know, I think that was exactly our mission, was to sort of uplift. And that person was having a really bad day, you know, before. And I think that we actually did deliver the medicine at that moment. And the fact that you were oblivious to it is exactly because you were doing that. You were performing that service, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I think when we played at San Quentin twice with the Day of Peace, and you let me play my song Great Place that I actually wrote here in the Tenderloin. And people there requested it the second time we went back to play in San Quentin. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like, cause it speaks about the Tenderloin in the song. And so people who were in San Quentin, they, every time I sang that, they were like, oh, the TL. Oh, I know that place. I know that. And they kind of joke and stuff. But that was a really great experience as well.
Yeah. We've had some really great, definitely really great experiences here. And you know, it's just keeping that music community alive, and it's people like you that, you know, for me as a fellow singer songwriter, you know, has kept me here in this city, because if you can find the right people, you know, to work with and, you know, in friendship, but also artistically and in spirit, it's a really magical thing for sure. Oh, another thing I wanted to ask you was that recently you sent me this really, really adorable video that I love so much. And it's of your song, San Francisco, and it's an animated video. And that's kind of a cool story, how that all came about. And I wanted to share that for you to talk about it, but also I would love for our listeners to maybe check it out and find out where that's going to be available. But can you tell us more about your new music video you just launched?
Yeah, that's you can find it at donovanplantmusic.com, and that all the links are there because I've put it all over the place, of course, because I'm proud of it. But the way that happened, I reached out to an artist in Chile named Esteban Montero. I said, hey, I really liked his stuff. It's black and white, and he's got a very unique style. And I said, hey, I want you to make a video for my song, San Francisco. And he said, well, I work with scripts and I need you to send a script. And I thought, oh, shoot. So I started Googling how to write a music video script. And in that process, I learned how to use tables in like Google Documents. And I was able to write this script lyric by lyric and section by section. And I sent him a bunch of pictures that I took from up on Russian Hill from Ina Coolbrith Park. And I said, you know, hey, I got this story. I want a private investigator follows somebody to Russian Hill, to this specific high rise that's right next to Ina Coolbrith Park. And I had the storyline of him following this lady around the city and sort of his heartbreaking because he was remembering his own experiences, his ex and things. And he was playing guitar on the roof. And so, and then I sent him the script and he said, yeah, I can work with this. And he said, you know, I may not get all the scenes in because it's animated, but, and he actually did. He definitely exceeded my expectations. I'm really thrilled with him. And I'm not even sure if that's really his name because he just said, you know, if somebody contacted you and said, hey, from another country and said, I want you to make a video about me. I'm a private eye. You know, he said his name was Esteban. At the end, I said, well, I'd like to credit you, you know, and he said, Esteban Montero. And when I looked that up, that's the name of a president of Chile, a famous president was. So I'm not even sure if it's really who he is, but if anybody's interested in his work and getting work done by him, I can definitely forward you. I have his contact information, so you can reach out to me through the links through donovanplantmusic.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And we're going to probably have to wrap it up, but I want to thank you for being here. It's been such a delight. We're going to go and end the show with the alternate version of San Francisco, which is a beautiful version that also, as Donovan mentioned, Sam Whitehouse also sings with Donovan on this song, who is also a local artist here. And do you want to just say a few things before we play the song?
Yeah, no, we did this remotely. I recorded these vocals in my room in Hayes Valley. Sam came over and I recorded on my laptop. And then we sent those tracks to Germany. And the producer at the time, Fabian Gorg, put it all together. And he's a very talented person. And I like the track. It's not who I am per se, but I really like the track. And Sam just really knocked it out of the park with her vocals. I feel like really pretty.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
To hear this, and I know our listeners are too. And thank you so much. It was so such a fun interview and really a lot.
Thank you, Ilona. Thank you, Fran.
Thank you. All right. Well, I guess we'll see everybody back here for our next episode of Song Stories Happy Hour. But Donovan, thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Friday, take care and have a great week.
I want is you. It's simple, but I'll repeat it now.
San Francisco, so California, but I'm not me. 'Cause I've been watching and I've been asking who I'm supposed to be. I drove a million miles through foreign lands, bled a million drops of sand. He'll
could go.